Guys, here's what I can tell you. If you look at the different ways of building your business, they all work. You need to figure out which works best for you and your team. Let me give you a sentence that you want to remember. Your income is in direct proportion to how many times you and your team show the business. I get phone calls all the time of people who are frustrated. They say, Ray, not one person has joined my team this month. Great, let's see if we can solve your issue. How many one-on-one presentations have you done in the last 30 days? None. How many guests have you brought to the weekly meetings in the last 30 days? None. How many DVDs have you given out and gotten back and had people view? None. Guys, if you're not showing the business, your business isn't growing. Your income is in direct proportion to how many times you and your team show this business. If Chris plays the lottery 10 times a day and I play it once a month, who's got a better chance of winning the lottery? If he shows the business to 10 new individuals a day, whether it be weekly meetings, in-home meetings, DVDs, websites, and I show it to one new prospect a month, who's got a better chance of becoming a national consultant? So guys, if your business isn't growing as fast as you want it to, simple solution. You've got to increase the number of business presentations that you and your team do. The top income earners in this company are there because they're showing the business to thousands and thousands of people. They're getting no's, but they're getting yes's. Now, guys, you need to figure out which of these tools works best for you. We've got a couple different websites. We've got our 526 site, and as you can see, we've got a brand new website that you're going to be able to get people to look at. What do you need to do? You need to make sure that they're looking at the website. Don't send out a giant email and tell everybody you know to take a look at it. This is the people business. Call somebody up. Make sure they get there. Create urgency. When you send somebody your website, follow-up is critical, whether it's an hour later or a couple of days later. What else do we have? DVDs. Guys, the key to this business is not to go out there and hand out 15 DVDs and call these people back 2 weeks later. If I give a DVD to Chris, I get urgency. Chris, I need this back tomorrow. It's my last one. Now, guys, he doesn't know that I have 10 in the back seat of my car. But you've got to move people to action. We've got a lady on our team who handed out a DVD to a real estate agent, and in the last 17 months, he's put over 1,200 consultants in her team. Guys, your key is to get this business out in front of people. The weekly meeting is a great tool to build your business. Why? Because you get a guest, and the best way to get a guest to the weekly meeting is to put them in the front seat of your car. Pick that guest up and take them down there. Why do you want to get your guest there? Because they're going to see credibility in the room. They're going to see a large group of people who are excited about this opportunity. You've got different RCs standing up and SCs standing up and ECs standing up and NCs. And this guy's an attorney over here. And this lady over here is an accountant. It builds credibility with your guest. And that person looks around the room and sees that it's real. Guys, the weekly meetings is a great way to build your business. Let me tell you the only bad thing about a weekly meetings. As you guys know, it's not always easy to get people there. So if you're having problems getting people to weekly meetings, if you want to turbocharge your business, you know what you need to do? You need to take the meetings to those people. If you're having a hard time getting somebody to show up on a Tuesday night because their kid has a soccer game, then you need to go do one-on-one presentations. In-home presentations. Guys, an in-home presentation is a great tool. Why? It's duplicatable. You have a brand new consultant, get started. They invite 3, 4, 5 neighbors over. You put the DVD in with your sponsor, and all of a sudden, you've got a presentation. When I got started with this business with Norbert Hennessy back in Westchester County back in October of 2007, we didn't have a weekly meeting. I would drive up to Westchester right hour after rush hour traffic, and we would start off. We'd go meet a prospect at Starbucks. And then we go to somebody else's office and we'd meet with them and 2 or 3 of their employees and we would show them a DVD. And then Norbert and I would go grab a slice of pizza with 2 or 3 other prospects. And our job was to get this business in front of as many people as we could. Our goal was just to present the business. So guys, you need to make sure that if you want to increase your business, go out there and put this business in front of as many prospects as you can. And what happened with Norbert Hennessy is over the course of 13 days, he became a senior consultant. He had over 25 people join his team because we were doing one-on-ones and in-homes and showing the DVD and showing the website. And before you know it, we had a core group to start doing a business presentation up in Yonkers, New York. So guys, wrapping this up, the key to building a large ambit organization is to go out there with your team and get this opportunity in front of as many prospects as possible with the great tools that Ambit Energy has provided for us. And the one thing you want to keep in mind is your income with this business is in direct proportion to how many times you and your team expose this opportunity to new consultants.